escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
This one's for who? Us.
Be who Mitchell am Finley. I?
106.7 The Fan. It's high noon in the District of Columbia, and Terry McLaurin is back, baby. 3-year contract extension. All the callers stay there, but Nikki Jabal, kind enough to jump on the Rude Guest Hotline with us. You can read Nikki's work in The Athletic. Nikki, I just texted you. Hey, I know it's busy. I know you might need a minute, and you're like, nah, it's all good. I already had the story written. I think you, like us, thought this news was coming, right?
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling yesterday that they were close. So I actually went through, I mean, we always have like pre-written stories,
right,
for some of the big news, and you just kind of fill in the blanks. But I kind of heard a bit more yesterday and knew something could be happening pretty quickly. So yeah, glad the saga is over.
Yeah, absolutely. The contract details are going to slowly leak out here. We've heard a $30 million signing bonus. We've heard it's a 3-year, $96 million deal. Do you have any more information on that or any guesses, especially where the fully guaranteed money lands?
I don't know the total guarantees yet, but he did get a $30 million signing bonus. So he does get a nice little bump for this year.
Yeah, instant cash.
Yeah, so that should come in handy. You never know when you might need $30 million, I guess.
Yeah. Tell me about it, Nikki. You know how you roll with it.
I know, yeah. I mean, Loudoun County, man. Not cheap.
Brian and I have zero concerns that he won't be ready to play week one. Where do you land on his readiness and availability for week one?
I mean, he's been ready since the season ended. I mean, I know he was on PUP with an ankle injury, but I think we all know what that was. I will say he's been, it's the same ankle that is like, you know, been an issue for many years throughout his career. I mean, dating back to like when Alex Smith was the quarterback and he right. was treating his ankles. So sure, yes, he always has to like, you know, do some sort of treatment with his ankles, but you know, he would have not been on PUP if it were not for the contract situation. So yeah, I think he's totally ready, and definitely having last year helps. He's not adjusting to yet another new quarterback because he does have only 11 days. So he'll be back out on the field Wednesday and, you know,
ready to rock,
right up to speed. Yep.
Yeah. It's one of these things where I think there was some legitimate acrimony along the way, but yep. I feel like everybody can smile and move forward now. And what has happened will not impact.
It was respect the whole way, though. I think that keeps it good.
What, yeah. if any, lingering feelings do you think
they could have done stuff early, Nikki, and with that PUP and all that stuff and made things hard? Yeah. They never did. That was respect.
Yeah,
and I think he showed a level of respect. Terry spoke that day, but we know he talks. And he's normally going to give you a full answer. But I don't think anybody got stupid with the whole process.
No. I think $96 million cures pretty much anything. I mean, that's usually how it works in the NFL. I mean, if you win and you get paid, all's forgiven, right? So that's kind of how it works.
Totally. Going forward then, what's crazy is, like, before the Terry news came down, we were talking about stuff, and fans are really fired up that it looks like Noah Brown is going to return from an actual injury at the right time for week one. Meanwhile, fans are concerned about Terry McLaurin's availability for week one when there wasn't a real injury.
Yeah.
What does this do for this team as far as, you know, what everybody wants in this city, a deep playoff run?
No, it's huge. I mean, to have, you know, their three receivers as they envisioned from the start to be out there, I mean, it's huge. I mean, now Jaden actually has some reliable targets to go to. And I mean that not disrespecting, you know, the other receivers in the group, but they don't compare to Terry and Noah and Debo. And that's where, you know, a lot of the criticism of the offense was coming from, is they don't have the depth back there. I'm still concerned about the depth there. This is huge for the offense. And like you said, you kind of knew something would always get done. You know, deadlines always seem to spur action. It's unfortunate it dragged on as long as it did, but it is done. And, you know, Terry now has a chance to, you know, he seems like a guy that'll want to play football for as long as he physically can. But, you know, if that comes in his mid-30s, he could end up being one of the rare ones nowadays that plays for only one team.
Yeah. I mean, how exciting could that be? Honestly, it kind of tracks that way, but we'll see exactly what happens. Let's talk. Here's a pleasant idea related to Terry McLaurin. Let's talk football-wise. How good? Now, the depth questions are real. I think Jalen Lane, now, assuming Terry's back, Noah's back, Debo's been there the whole time and looked great. I think Jalen Lane's your fourth wideout, who's had a really good camp and looks promising. Then I guess it's Luke. Then I kind of think it's Ja'Cory Brooks. With the top three, though, how good can that offense be, and how different are all three of those receivers?
Oh, they're totally different. And they're all three are very versatile, too. I mean, they started moving Jalen to the outside some, just to kind of test his range, essentially. And he looks pretty good. I mean, he's still young and will need some polish overall. But, I mean, Terry's played inside, outside. He's caught passes out of the backfield. Debo does it all, obviously. Jalen's got this. They're all insanely fast. I mean, it's a track team there, the receiving core. And then you throw in Zach Ertz. Yeah, they got some weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
The question now for me, and not to be like the pessimist always looking for issues, but the question still is sort of the offensive line. I still think Cosme, I could be wrong. We'll see today or tomorrow, but I still think Cosme will probably start on PUP, which means he'll miss at least four games. And then, you know, will the fluidity up front, because they have moved a lot of pieces throughout camp and preseason, will that affect Jaden? I don't think it will. I think he's so physically gifted, but also a really smart quarterback, which means he can mask a lot of deficiencies up front. And I still think they're a better line, at least on paper, than they were last year. So,
I think the offensive line, even those the guys that have been playing, the top three hadn't been there per se. You're looking at Tunsil, Coleman, and also Cosme. But the other guys that played that in the game, I had to point it out, they were locking people down.
Yeah. Yeah. And I thought Andrew Wiley actually looked really good.
Yeah, he looks great.
And he looks, he's much more versatile than I gave him credit for before. Because Quinn said this, he just jumped in at left guard when Coleman was out and handled it with no problem.
I think Wiley's play has been one of the most encouraging development processes in a while. I mean, I thought he was good last year. I think he's been really good. I think if he is inside a guard and it's him and Coleman, I think that's two really good guards. I like the offensive line a lot. I did notice this. Regina Jackson, Jaden Daniels' mom, just tweeted out, finally, it's go time now about the Terry McLaurin extension, which is awesome. Jaden, of all people, and maybe we shouldn't be surprised by this because Jaden has just been so level-headed throughout his NFL career. Every time Jaden got asked about this, and he got asked about it with some regularity, he's like, yeah, he's coming back. Yeah, he's coming back. Maybe we all just should have listened to Jaden all along.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't. Did you have any doubt that he wouldn't be back, though?
I never did.
I did not.
I never doubted it.
I thought he'd always be back.
It made too much sense.
I didn't think it would take this long or get this acrimonious, but I thought he'd always be back. They weren't going to trade him, you know, and he still had he was under contract, and you just figured, I mean, like the team knows what he means to the franchise and the fan base. They, you know, they weren't going to not sign a deal.
Yeah, man, I think it's very good news for all parties. Talking with our friend Nikki Jobvala from The Athletic here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV. B, can you do me a favor real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Tell Nikki to call Greg about her floors. Because I told her to, and she's hesitant.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to over-ask.
Nah, you better call Greg.
See? Told you.
I'll have to call Greg. All right. I'll call Greg.
As for...
He knows what he's doing.
Our B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll of the day today was asking people if they're concerned by the 0-3 record in the preseason. Do you have any concerns about the 0-3 record in the preseason?
No. Weren't the Chiefs 0-3 too?
I can look that up. I know the Browns were undefeated, and it doesn't change how I feel about the Browns.
Yeah, if the Browns are undefeated and the Chiefs are 0-3, I'm going with it's probably a good thing they're 0-3. I don't know. I'm just guessing there. But no, I don't. No, because I feel like preseason is about individual performances. It's like the score doesn't really matter. You know, it doesn't count toward anything. It's about evaluating the players on the field.
The Chiefs were 0-3. I just looked it up.
Right, yeah, so there you go.
Here's what you need to know about preseason results. They allow the games to end in ties because they don't want it to go to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
If the result mattered, they wouldn't have made that rule change to allow games to end in ties. And I think that's pretty telling. There are some interesting the biggest move of camp was the Brian Robinson trade.
Yep.
And the Terry thing was the biggest kind of lingering cloud, but I always thought that would get resolved. Now it has. Going forward, by tomorrow at 4:00, what do you think are some of the most interesting positions? You and I were talking about this in the press box during the game. Like, has anybody really forced their way onto this roster?
I mean, I think we'll see. I'm not totally certain, but I thought Chris Rodriguez really had a strong camp. And that may, you know, if he didn't have a strong camp, they could easily stick with three backs like they did last year. But I thought he's had a really strong camp. He looks different.
He looks physically
faster. And he, you know, he's just picking up where he left off late last season where he had those big runs. So I thought he had a good camp. Dorrance Armstrong was always going to make it, but he had a really nice camp too. He looks like he took a big step, which they need in the pass rush. I try to think if they're ones that earn their way on. Hold on, I have to go through.
I thought the linebacker, especially in that last preseason game,
Allie Cahill.
Yeah, Cahill looked good.
I wanted to keep him on my 53. I actually did not keep him on my 53 because of a numbers issue, but. And I thought, well, maybe he'll clear waivers. You can have him on the practice squad. So I have Kane Medrano as my last linebacker.
Well, and I asked, that's probably the right direction, frankly. And I asked EQ about that Sunday or Saturday, you know, how much does draft positioning matter into your roster decisions? And I thought Quinn was pretty honest. He's like, you know, a little bit, especially for earlier rounders, but, you know, you got to win it on merit. Here's my thing with Cahill, why I think you can get him, you can cut him and get him back to your practice squad. He's a 25-year-old rookie. That dude played 6 years of college football and missed the entire 2022 season. He started at Bama in 2018. Like, it's that's a long run of college ball. I thought he was impressive. Are you going? Let's run through it real quick. Are you going four running backs on your 53?
I am going four backs. Yeah. Okay.
And then are you going four tight ends?
I am. Yeah.
So then is it two quarterbacks? Or are you going uneven? What are you doing?
I went with two. I was initially going three, just largely because of Marcus Mariota's injury. I mean, they kept three last year. I know that was in part because Jaden was young, but also Marcus had the pec injury and was on IR for the start of the season. So I was going to go three again, but the seventh interception just was like, nah, I don't think so. So I still think they could add a third, you know, after off the waiver wire, but they're 27th on the priority list.
So Driscoll's out there.
They won't get their, what's that?
Driscoll's out there floating around.
Driscoll is still available. So I still think that it's possible they add a third one just for as a safety net.
I could see that. Offensive line, what are you doing?
O-line, I kept 10. I put Cosme on IR to start. You can have two players go on IR when you're doing this instead of having to wait for them to clear waivers. So he's going to go on IR on my 53, and I have 10 others. My backup, aside from like the top,
right?
You know, six, say. I got Fant, Allegretti, Chris Paul, Dieter, and Trent Scott.
Oh, you got rid of your guy.
Didn't Nick Harris?
Yeah,
this was a whole debate in the press box. Yeah, I mean, don't tell Kime. Don't give him a big head over
He's
that.
Probably listening.
It probably is.
I'm guessing this will get back to him, but that's fine. defensive side of the ball. Who are your linebackers? Hell, who's the D-line? I think the D-line actually ended camp with some depth.
Yeah, no, totally. I kept eight, and it doesn't include Von Miller just because he's listed as a linebacker because he wears 24. so I put him with the linebackers. So D-line, I have eight. You got the main four up front. I got Payne, Kinlaw, Dietrich and Dorrance, Jacob Martin, Johnny Newton, Javonte, Jean-Baptiste, and Eddie Goldman. I'm not certain on Eddie Goldman. I just don't know that he had a strong enough camp. And I think they have good depth there on the interior. I mean, this would run counter to what they did in the off season of trying to get bigger. But I still really like Sheldon Day. I like what he did last year for him. Yeah. I know he's somewhat undersized. He put on some weight this off season, right? But he's a good interior lineman, so.
Yeah, he reminds me a lot of Newton when they're playing on the field.
Yeah.
I like Day, and I like Carl Davis. And yeah. I like Jalen Holmes.
Yeah, like, Holmes is another one.
I do,
one.
Too. I know, it's running out of room.
Yeah, no, I get it. And so, backers, the top two are so obvious. Dan Quinn.
Right. Frankie and
Lou. Dan Quinn has then a man crush on Jordan McGee.
Von Miller.
He loves McGee.
Yeah, Jordan McGee. Yeah, so, that's four.
Bobby, Frankie, Von, Jordan McGee. Those are the top four. Nick Ballure, I mean, which is
he's really special teams guy.
And then Kay Medrano.
Yeah.
I don't, like, I'll be honest, I don't love the depth at inside linebacker just because there's zero experience behind Bobby, really. If Jordan's dealt with a number of injuries, I think he could be really good, like Quinn thinks. He had, only 15 defensive snaps last year because of injuries. The poor guy's dealt with it nonstop. But I think he could be really good if he can, you know, stay on the
stay
field.
Stay healthy.
Yeah.
And then the DBs. I think the corners is for the first time in a long time, really pretty easy.
Yeah, I think the secondary is probably their deepest group, which is wild to say because they've had so much turnover there over the years. But
did you go 10 DBs?
I went 5 and 5, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Lattimore.
I mean, it's
Lattimore, Amos.
Lattimore, Amos, Sam Steele, Noah I,
Sam Steele,
and Jones.
Yeah. Jones, yep.
Yep.
And then the DBs, I'm guessing, Quan, Harris, Owens, Revo, I'm forgetting somebody.
Percy.
Butler.
Yeah, Percy. Yeah, I don't think there's really a lot of decisions to be made there, right?
Yeah, I don't I don't think that Daryl Worley, Luzona gave a little bit of thought, but I mean, if he was available when they sign him, you know, he'll, my thought is he'd be available after, you know, once he's cut and they can add him to the practice squad if they want. But he was one where I was like, oh, maybe veteran guy. I don't know. But again, I don't know who I was going to cut to make a place for him. So.
Nikki, thank you for making time. I know it's a busy day.
Appreciate you, Nick.
And it's a good day for the Commanders. Good day for Jaden Daniels.
Indeed.
Good day
Indeed.
For DC.
All right. Thank you, Nick. We'll talk soon.
All right. See you guys.
Bye. If you're on hold, stay there. We're taking your calls. The McLaurin saga is over. How fired up are you? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
I feel like- Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like Jeff was a little bit in shock earlier, and now he's processed everything. Jeffrey, Terry McLaurin, under contract. You've been freaked out. How much better you feel?
Yo, I don't have to take blood pressure medicine no more because that put me on blood pressure medicine. Look, I know. I knew it was going to get done, but we have to understand the reality of the business sometimes. We didn't see players, you know. They don't come to a deal, they leave. So I was a little nervous. And
you were a lot nervous, dog.
Yeah, I was about to say, for Mr. Optimistic over here, a little nervous is big on a big scale.
Yeah, you were a lot nervous,
yes.
Mr. Optimistic.
Yes, I was getting
you
into it.
You told us,
people.
I'm freaked out. I'm going to be freaked out every day until it's done.
And yep. I have, and I'm freaked out right now that we got it. We got Terry back. You see what we did with what? Three plays. Now we have we have our guy back, and the up. I can't wait. I'm excited. I'm just happy it got done, and I think we can just finally talk about football now. Like no more contracts.
B-Rob's gone. They made their decision. Terry's back. All football all the time. Landini.
And we should talk about all time football because that's the only thing we can control. We can't control other stuff.
Landini, how fired up are you, dude?
I'm pumped. I hoped this would get done. I was getting a little nervous here in the last couple of days, frankly, but I'm glad it finally happened. It just made too much sense for them to, you know, to just pay him for it not to happen. I'm so glad. I'm so glad this is over and we got Terry is back, and they can get on with annihilating the Giants week one.
Damn right.
I'm talking about landfill.
I got this tweet from Dave, Disco Dave 89. He says, huge win for Eastern Motors. all right. If you're on, I'm coming to the phones now. 800-636-1067.
They say you'll drive your credit. I guess you got great credit today.
Mark's in Landover Hills. Mark, you fired up. Terry is back, dude.
Fellas, I couldn't be any happier because when I called you originally, and Jeff can tell you this, I was going to take up for my man B. Mitch and my man JP about the nattering nabobs of negativity who kept riding and dogging our man Terry, but it's all over with. And what? And a couple more things, fellas, if I can.
You can.
Guys,
go.
Let me just say this. This today's show, B. Mitch, even you, JP, your conduct and the way you've been handling this whole situation has been exemplary. And the man who played in the NFL on this show, his conduct, has, if it's at all possible, has been better than exemplary. And I'm going to leave it right there because, and I'm going to throw this out there for my man Doc and Little, because the brutality is about to begin in less than 2 weeks. So, you guys have been talking music, and I know my man Jeff and B. Mitch love music, and I'm going to tell you, now the music I'm hearing is nothing but good, and that one song that makes me think of this every year goes like this. Because guess what? We're getting ready to throw down, and the prospects are looking good.
All right, baby.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you, man.
Enjoy yourself and have a nice day. And let's talk it up because we've got a chance and the synergy is back.
All right, man. Thanks, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Better than exemplary for old Brian Mitchell. Let's keep it moving here. Chris is in Silver Spring. Chris, Terry is back.
He's back. He is back indeed. And listen, in July when we requested the trade, they were trying to troll me and say, ah, he's going to get traded. He's going to go. I didn't bother one single bit. I knew it was leverage on his side. He is back, and you said it best, JP. He deserves it. He is the most loyal player on the Commanders. He is our boy. He is back. And, fellas, buckle up. We're going all the way. I feel it. We're going all the way this year. Last year was amazing. This year will be out. Oh, it's going to be so amazing. Even more than last season. I'm ready for it. I know you guys are. Oh, this is so awesome. Let's go.
Love it, man. Good call. Thanks, Chris.
Chris almost had me. So he was in the chat, man. Getting fired up over here.
Yeah, man. Our guy Jonesy is on the line. Jonesy, what's up?
What's going on, JP?
What up, brother?
Hey, Mitch, how you feeling, man? Good. Listen, man, I just got rid of my anxiety sports doctor, man. Trey signed, we good to go now. I told, hey, I'm back on Earth, and we ready to roll, baby. Let's go beat the New York Giants, because this schedule is real, and it looks brutal. But now with Trey, I feel a little more comfortable about going into this thing. How y'all think? What y'all think about that?
I'm comfortable. I felt it made too much sense for them to get this deal done, and they got done.
Yes, sir.
And now, listen, all I'm focusing on now, getting to Louisiana and getting back for the 7th. That's what I'm focusing on.
Yes, sir.
They're going to open our new stadium, then we're going to come here and destroy the Giants right there at Northwest Stadium.
Indeed. I'm going to be looking for some Chilean sea bass, B-Mitch.
Oh, man.
Thanks for the call, Jonesy. Appreciate you, man. All right. Eric is in Knoxville. We're all over the place today. What's up, Eric?
Terry. Come on. I'm fired up. I'm excited to see how the guaranteed money is going to be. But that's huge, man. We need that. One thing I want to point out, you know, it's completely different, the front office, compared to, I don't want to say his name, the last owner. But you got closed doors. You got Scheffler saying 2 hours ago that they aren't even close to a deal.
So, I mean, I just got full trust in AP. And it's exciting, man. I'm excited.
Appreciate you, man. Landfill, this would actually be really funny. The don't we have Schefter audio saying they're not close?
That was just last week, wasn't it?
I think it was this morning.
Really?
Yeah. Schefter was on Get Up. This is Adam Schefter this morning on the McLaurin situation.
And the Commanders, are they getting anywhere?
No, not so far, Greeny. And we are at August 25th. You'd have to think we are now at a point where there has to be urgency, whether it's Terry McLaurin or Trey Hendrickson or Micah Parsons. But there doesn't seem to be progress in any of these cases right now. This would figure to be another important week with the regular season opening next week. But these two sides have been apart all offseason. They continue to be apart on the value of the contract. And we'll see if it's late August that makes a difference and means anything in their talks. But so far, not great.
Optimal word, urgency. And he said that what time this morning? And we just said what he said an hour ago, something like that. So a matter of 4 hours, 5 hours, things change. Some days, you know, Mondays aren't blue. They're Dude, green.
Things can change, always.
$30 million signing bonus, that's a green Monday right there.
That's a good day.
Hell yeah.
I also think, like, there were so many people that wanted to tell you the sky was falling throughout this process, and I can't stress enough, like, some of the younger people we work with, like, yeah. Even, like, the ups and downs of training camp, like, you can't get too caught up in everything that happens, and you got to try to keep in mind the totality of things.
Yeah.
And that's, like, I think that's life, too, right? Like, you don't want to react too much, too fast to any one singular event and try to keep the big picture in place.
Every time something happened, I kept saying it's negotiating. It's negotiating. And I know people go, Jeff always said, oh, man, you played it. Well, that's the part of why I'm telling you, chill out a little bit. Been through stuff like that. And that's the educational aspect. Let people understand where people say things. In every negotiating we see now, they come out, they say whatever, then the player say he wants to trade, then a deal gets done. That happens.
We're going to let you guys continue on these phones. Ed is in Potomac. What's up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on? All right, I want y'all to do something for me before I get to my next point. Close your eyes and remember that four-play drive that ended in less than 2 minutes. The high-octane offense where Jaden ended that play with a run, and now he's got his main receiver back. If you thought that drive was too fast for you without Terry, now imagine it with Terry. This team, remember that caller y'all had that said he's going to need to go change the scoreboard? Don't even do it. Because with Terry back now, I don't think it's a scoreboard that's going to be able to keep up with this offense. You may break it. Technology can't keep up with this fast offense, okay? And then my second thing is I called in last week, and I remember telling y'all that, look, I work in media, there's contract, 2-3 year deals, whatever. Our money's not nowhere near as much as, you know, football players. But let's remember, don't we treat ourselves the same way? You know how much you're worth, and you're going to ask for it. And if somebody don't want to give it to you, you're going to go somewhere else or look elsewhere for it. So we understand a little bit working in media. That's how contracts work. You know your dollar amount. Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, man. Good call there. Yeah, dude. Contracts are a real part of our lives.
Hell yeah.
Ryan is in Connecticut. Ryan, Terry signed a 3-year contract extension. The nightmare is over.
The nightmare is over, and it comes in perfect timing. As you said, I'm from Connecticut, so I'm in giant jet country here, and everyone's been kind of trolling me over the past couple weeks about this Terry situation. You know, as I get older, I sometimes show a little bit of resentment towards players that are asking for more money, although I know it is the business side. But with Terry's case, it's like we knew it was going to happen. I was just surprised it took so long. We're under a new front office, and we're not used to things being done the right way. Usually we'd cave in and just do whatever they wanted. But it's an unbelievable feeling to see, you know, Terry basically devoted his career to saying, I want to be part of the solution in Washington rather than leave and take the easy road out. So I couldn't be happier for a guy that was the face of our franchise when we truly did not deserve him when we had him through those times. The owner, the GMs, the coaches, the offense, the rebranding, he's been there for it all. There isn't a guy in the league that deserves the contract that he got more than Terry. Some guys get paid off stats and winning, and to me, like, we're just missing the winning part. He has done everything and more, and it's an athlete that we everyone on their team should pray that they could have one day on their team. I couldn't be happier for the team, and I think he gets in there Wednesday, talks to the team, and it's wheels up, man. People are ready to go.
Thank you, buddy. Great call.
I think the ownership didn't deserve him. We deserved him.
Sure. Agreed.
Thanks,
there
Ryan.
There we go, yeah.
You know who I'm so excited for? I have to go. I'm going to go over to Channel 4 this afternoon. Unyang is going to be so excited, dude.
She won't be able to, she'll be bouncing off the walls, man.
I can't wait.
She's going to be excited, dog.
I can't wait to see Un. Because she was like, Jeff, stressing. People have been stressing.
I told you to tell her to don't stress.
But we tried to tell them, but, you know, people hear what they want. Now you hear the news. Terry McLaurin signed a 3-year contract extension worth almost $100 million. Terry ain't going nowhere. Neither are we. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you live under a rock, just got in your car, Terry McLaurin has signed a 3-year contract extension with the Washington Commanders. The hold-in is over. They might not practice till Thursday, or they might not practice with the media present anyway until Thursday. And I imagine we see him on the field that day. If not, next week when the media is definitively back out there, next Wednesday, that's the Wednesday of week one, I think he'll be on there on the field. I don't even think he'll be on the injury report with this ankle that folks were concerned about. I mean, on some level, I guess they do have to operate smart. We have seen guys with holdouts that come back and, you know, aren't fully ready to go. But this one's been a little different. There was no injury that predicated the holdout. It was kind of just a contract thing.
Yeah. The people being, you say being upset or something?
What's that?
People being, like, having a mixed feelings.
No. I'm saying, like, maybe you bring him along a little bit slowly here because he hasn't been out there, but yeah. I don't think it's really going
to
matter.
He ready. When he signs and show up Wednesday, he's ready to go.
We're going to take
By
your
time
calls.
Next week come, he'll be hitting it full speed.
I totally agree. I want to let people enjoy this day. This is something that's been going on now. I mean, this goes back to when he missed mandatory minicamp in June. Like, this has been going on for some time. Terry is back, signed a 3-year contract extension. He's already on under contract for this year. Now he's got a $30 million signing bonus. He'll have no problem playing on the current deal this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives him 4 years of Commanders contract runway. Taking your calls, 800-636-1067. Roy's in Connecticut. What's up, Roy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing?
How you doing, man?
All right. It's my pleasure and an honor to talk to you guys. You do a great job, man.
Thank
Finley.
You.
And B. Mitch, you, man, ever since 1990, I've been in love with you when we drafted you. I've been a Redskin fan, or, well, Commander fan, since 1972. My first Super Bowl I ever watched was Miami and the Redskins, and what a great Super Bowl. I fell in love with those guys. And B. Mitch, you do a great job on those sandwiches, too, while you're sitting there in shop.
Appreciate it.
And I just want to let you know, all the media, you do a great job. And I've been a fan for a long time, and I watch you guys every day. I want to shout out to my Commander Kings, Louis T. Rio and Rico and the real Ed. I just want to say that you guys do a great job, man, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, man.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate you, Roy.
No risk it.
There you go. Let's go to Sinai on line one. Sinai, how excited are you, man?
Oh, man, I'm really excited for the team. I want to echo what the couple callers said ago about how great you guys have been, always been on the radio. JP, you are what I call an optimistic realist. Like, you're very you're optimistic, but you're real at the same time. And B, Mitch, you just don't miss. And so I appreciate you guys. I do have a question, though. Like, if it took this much to sign Terry, what do you think about, like, the next – good player? Like, what's it going to take to get the next good player signed? Because if it took this long, and, you know, the business for Terry, you know, other than Jaden, like, it's going to be, I think it's going to be tough for the future players. So I'll take the rest offline, but I appreciate you guys.
The Jaden thing, thanks for the call, man.
That won't take long.
I think whatever the absolute top of the market is, you go higher than that on Jaden.
Yeah.
I
think I'm gonna worry about that when it happens.
Yeah, I kind of do too, man.
I mean, right now, I mean, Terry just signed. We got a season to go. I'm not worried about the next good player to sign.
And the other people, scenarios to watch, they can work on it in the season towards getting it done. Like, you've seen them. They did that with Cosme, right? Like, I don't know that they have another player that is going to get to this level with anytime soon. Ooh, Mama Stu is on the line.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Mama.
Yo. How y'all doing?
Great. Good. How are you?
I'm good. I just had a birthday. Brian, I tried to get to you for your birthday, man. It's been wild, but I've been holding my peace during this Terry thing because it irritated me so bad. I just wish, like, they should have got it done earlier. We probably could have avoided all this before the D-Metcalf thing. But that said, I'm pumped. I'm happy. Thank God. Don't set our program back. Don't rob us of Debo and Terry on the field together. Come on. Let's do this. I mean, come on, man. Come on. I'm psyched for this. I'm a little, like, you know, his agent is, I won't go there. I can't say that on the radio, but it's done. We don't have no more distractions. Let's get to work. I'm ready to see it. I was at the game Saturday. I was out there watching the pups. You know, my brother took me for my birthday, so, you know, it was all good. But I'm glad Terry is back. I'm glad we don't have this to worry about no more. I don't think we're going to have no issues moving forward because it's really position to position. You know what I mean? And anybody, you got Deron coming up. It's a contract year for him. And, you know, Debo playing for a contract and all of that. But they'll work all that stuff out. I trust this front office. I have the entire time. I just wish they would have got it done a little earlier. We could have avoided this. That's it.
Yep. Thank you for the call, Mama. B, we live in a microwave society.
Mm-hmm.
Been months and months and months and so much anguish over this Terry thing. It's done within, I don't know, 90 minutes. People are like, what's the next deal we got to figure out?
I am not worried about the next deal. I'm going to stay here and worry about this year. Then we'll get to those problems later.
So, B, this is pretty funny. So, I have a friend named Sinai, right?
Uh-huh.
And then there was a dude on line one that Jeff said in my ear, hey, this guy's name is Sanai. So I went to it thinking it was going to be my boy named Sanai. And it clearly, as soon as I heard his voice, I knew it wasn't. And my boy Sanai texted me, I did not know there were two Sanais listening to the show.
Maybe more than that.
Yeah, hell. All the Sanais, hit us up. If there are more than two, we'll take you all. Nobody go anywhere. Kevin Clark from ESPN is going to join us next. We're going to keep the phone lines open all the way till 2 o'clock. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.